Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Philadelphia's youth ombudsman says the city's juvenile detention center overuses and misuses the seclusion of residents as a tool to maintain order at the facility. With more, KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Youth ombudsperson Tracy Johnson says the report on the use of seclusion at the Philadelphia Juvenile Justice Center, or PJJSC, grew out of her own observations.
During our first couple of visits, we noticed that there were young people in seclusion, and we didn't always see the staff members going to the door to put their eyes on the young people every 5 minutes, which is required under the 3800 regulations.
Chapter 3800 are the state regulations for children in residential treatment. They also mandate a supervisor check every 2 hours, which Johnson says she never saw and found no documented record of, and prohibit secluding a child for more than 4 hours without a wellness check, and limit seclusion to a maximum of 8 hours in 2 days.
We're not objecting to the use of seclusion as a tool to keep young people safe. It's about the overuse of seclusion in a way that is not compliant with the 3800 regulations.
Johnson says PJJSC leadership acted promptly to reduce seclusion, but she recommends additional policy changes on its use. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.